KJZZ's audio service is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit for AZ. Hey, welcome. This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, and good day to you. We bring you this podcast daily as a digest of the news from Arizona, as reported by our KJZZ news team. And welcome to Wednesday, dub-to-dub on this third day of June 2026. Let's keep rolling towards the weekend and over the hump with the check of the news. Well, state lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have restricted the demolition of historic homes to build what's known as middle housing. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
Middle housing refers to townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Representative Matt Gress says the bill is necessary to preserve state history and sarcastically thanked housing advocates for convincing lawmakers to vote no.
I want to thank them for coming in and blocking this bill, even though we watered it down so much that it's doing one key thing related to protecting perfectly good historic homes.
Housing lobbyists argue that allowing more types of housing would help the state increase its housing supply. Lawmakers passed legislation in 2024 preempting cities from blocking construction of middle housing in many cases. Housing groups say Gress's new bill is just an effort by cities to unravel that legislation. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Mexico's president is doubling down on rhetoric pushing for her country's sovereignty amid rising tensions with the U.S. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum dedicated a large portion of a speech in Mexico City on Sunday to defending her country's right to self-determination after the indictment of several Sinaloa public officials by a U.S. court.
Mexico no es piñata de nadie.
Mexico is no one's piñata, Sheinbaum told the crowd. Mexico's Senate passed a measure last week that would allow officials to void elections for foreign interference. In a post on X after the speech, U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Ronald Johnson said politicizing the two countries' shared security issues is a, quote, missed opportunity to strengthen their partnership. Sheinbaum said in response that the ambassador should refrain from expressing opinions about domestic political issues in Mexico. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
The city of Scottsdale will be using part of its recent water rate increase to fund additional water sources and supply. As Greg Hawney reports, Scottsdale City Council approved a 4.5% rate bump last month.
Scottsdale receives about 70% of its water from the Colorado River. Arizona will likely see further cuts in its river water allocation later this year, but those final numbers haven't been settled. While the majority of the rate increases are for infrastructure and operating costs, a smaller portion will fund other sources like water conservation. Scottsdale is also looking into advanced water purification, buying groundwater from Harquahala Valley, and expanding Bartlett Dam on the Verde River, though no final decisions have been made. The new water rates will go into effect November 1st. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In Arizona's blazing heat, shade can lower temperatures by 30 degrees or more, and now homeowners associations will no longer be able to enforce as many restrictions on umbrellas, awnings, pergolas, or other shade structures in Arizona backyards. Catherine Davis-Young tells us more.
A bill in the state legislature would allow HOAs to put some restrictions on the style or size of shade structures, but it would prohibit HOAs from putting outright bans on shade structures in backyards. Representative Stacey Travers, a Democrat, sponsored the bill. In a March Senate committee hearing, she said shade is important for comfort as well as long-term sustainability as Arizona's temperatures rise.
Allowing reasonable flexibility for pergolas, awnings, and other manufactured and well-designed shade solution helps homeowners protect their families from excessive heat, reducing energy costs, and creates more usable outdoor living spaces.
The bill passed the House and Senate with bipartisan support. It now heads to the governor's desk. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A new report from Colorado River experts says water levels in major reservoirs are even closer to devastating consequences than current data shows. As Alex Hager reports, the authors say another dry winter this year would bring those reservoirs to the brink.
Federal data about Lake Powell and Lake Mead, which are both partially in Arizona, shows they're about a quarter full. Anne Castle, one of the report's authors, argues that the amount of usable water in those reservoirs makes them functionally closer to zero, since they have to store a minimum amount or risk dams and hydroelectric generators not working.
That undermines the value of the entirety of the Colorado River reservoir system, and we don't want to get there.
Castle called on state negotiators to urgently come up with a plan to keep more water in those reservoirs by cutting back on use instead of just adding water from other reservoirs upstream. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The city of Kingman is asking the FAA to release airport land so it can move forward with development plans. The agency says the city has yet to meet its requirements, though, as Connor Greenwald reports.
The city wants to use almost 800 acres of land at the Kingman Airport to expand the largest industrial park in Arizona outside of Maricopa County. It says the development would provide around $250 million in investment at the airport. The FAA requires two independent land appraisals before it will lift a deed restriction. Kingman submitted those appraisals, but the agency says they didn't meet fair market value and requested the city complete two more. Tim Walsh is the Kingman city manager.
So they're asking us to go out, get more appraisals, and basically get it until we can get to the price that I think that they think it's worth.
The city is asking the FAA to reconsider its application. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
There's growing need domestically for minerals in manufacturing. And as a result, more companies are looking to tap into Arizona ore. Lily Roseborough reports.
The family-owned Hackberry Silver Mine near Kingman hadn't been used since the 1980s, but recently sold for $10 million to Rockforge LLC. Real estate agent Ann Sheldon arranged the sale and says this deal is part of a growing trend.
The silver and the rare earth minerals that are in Arizona, they're more wanted because of everything. You know, the batteries need silver, the technology needs silver, the microchips need silver.
Sheldon says some manufacturing companies are coming to Arizona to start their own mining operations, rather than just buying the metals. State Mine Inspector Les Prismick says new federal supply chain policies are attracting these companies to the state.
This is the most optimistic time that I have seen in 50 years of being involved in Arizona mining, in terms of the money that's coming in, the interest in bringing that money and that mining expertise to the state.
Presmick says improvements in autonomous equipment are streamlining the mining process. Lily Roseborough, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Requests for child care assistance in Arizona are growing. As Nora Hagigi reports, more than 12,700 children are now on the Department of Economic Security's wait list.
That's about 500 more children than 1 month ago. Michelle St. Hilary directs the Arizona Child Care Resource and Referral, a statewide program funded by DES. She says child care access is part of the problem.
I would say that we're definitely at a historical all-time low for the supply of care. I think the biggest challenge facing child care right now is the child care waiting list.
Several nonprofits like the Children's Action Alliance intend on sending the governor and state legislators a collective 7,500 letters this week, demanding more funding in next year's budget. The nonprofits say $160 million are needed to eliminate the wait list.
That's Nora Hagigi reporting from Tucson. Well, National Trails Day is this Saturday, and for more than three decades, the American Hiking Society and the U.S. Forest Service have teamed up to get people out on the trails. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey tells us more on how.
There are over 1,000 organized events this year, including a record 284 on national forest land. That includes guided hikes and trail maintenance projects. Access to the national forests and grasslands is free for the day, says Tyler Ray with the American Hiking Society.
National Trails Day is really a great opportunity for folks to get out and volunteer or just enjoy whatever form of outdoor recreation they love.
Ray adds there are plans for everyone, including interpretive trails for the disabled. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau.
In sports, the Diamondbacks ran into a red-hot Shohei Ohtani, who had a double, a triple, and two RBIs. Freddie Freeman smacked a two-run homer as the Dodgers held on to beat the D-backs 6-5 last night at Chase Field. Corbin Carroll is a solo homer and a losing cause for Arizona, which has split the first two with L.A., the third of four in Phoenix this evening. Basketball, the Mercury trying to snap a six-game losing streak tonight in Seattle against the Storm. Phoenix has lost 8 of 9 now since an opening day win. And there you have it for a Wednesday version of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this June the 3rd. I'm Phil Latsman. Enjoy the rest of this hump day. Stay cool and hydrated, and we'll be back at you to do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.